you should meditate. Bhakti yogena manasi samyarpani kitena va amale apashyat puru sampurnam mayam cha jada pashyam. Jasya vai surya maharajam krishne parama purushe bhakti upapadyata shok moha bhayava. So all came from Krishna himself. So Krishna is Mahaprabhu. So Vyas Puja, really Vyas Puja is to the Puja of Chaitanya. Everything coming from Krishna. Bande Krishna. Krishna Bande Jagat Guru. So Mahaprabhu. So he did so. Also, he was always with Mahaprabhu. When he was in his village with Harai Pandit and Padma Devi, father Harai Ujha, Ek Chakra, and Padma mother, no brother or anyone. In the boyhood he used to play, oh Maharaj, sit tightly. You should be like yogi, so that my words should go. Otherwise, how I can repay you? I cannot repay you. So I want to repay you. You can take some water, if any need. I know that you have no time to sleep at all, day and night. So sometimes you can, but not now. After 1 hour or half hour, you can do. Nityananda Prabhu, from beginning, he used to be observed in Krishna Lila. Like Baladeva Prabhu, he used to play the pastimes of Ram. Ram pastime, but he used to be like Lakshman, always. In this way he used to do. One day he was playing with so many boys in the field. There become two parties. One party Ram and one party Ravan. So many demons like. And they took some faces, artificial faces, and they become, some become monkeys and all, and they became in the party of Ram, and Lakshman became Nityananda Prabhu. And other parties, Kumbhakaran, Raman, Meghnad, and so many, they became. And they were playing. They were playing that, Ram was married. And Sita was brought from Janakpur. And kingdom was to be given to Ram. But Kaikeyi stopped. And Ram went to forest for 14 years. With Sita and Lakshman. And when he went to Dandakaranya, Raman came and saw Sita very beautiful. And he wanted to marry Sita. So he anyhow cheated, and he kidnapped Sita. So Rama was very anxious and feeling very deep separation. He became mad like. Then there was a friendship between Sugriv and Ram, and they promised each other that Ram will help to bring your wife, and you should help Ram to bring Sita from anywhere. At last, Hanuman went to Lanka and discovered Sita is there. And then Ram, with the help of Sugriv, anyhow, so many Bandari Sena monkeys?
Soldiers.
Invaded Lanka. Lakshman was commander-in-chief from Ram's side, and Meghnad was commander-in-chief from the side of
Ram.
And fighting was going on. Anyone not qualified to kill Meghnad? A person who has never slept for 14 years and not taken anything, even not water on anything, and not sleep, and he has never said never with any woman, never, then he can
kill
that. So there was fighting. In the fighting, he first aimed Meghnad to Lakshman with a Shakti shell, Shakti, like trigon or anything. And he went in the heart of, and he became senseless. Ram was so much waiting. They were playing this play. And he told that when Shakti will be empty to me, then I will be senseless. And then you should go to Hanuman and send Hanuman to Himalaya, and from there he will bring Sanjeevani booty. And then you should give me my nose, and thus I will again
revive.
So when they are playing, up to this play, Meghnad shot at him, and he became
senseless.
But after that, he became so senseless that his breathing was also stopped totally, and he was like about to die. All were
worried,
and they became so worried that they forget what Nityananda Prabhu has told them, that you should go to Hanuman and Hanuman should go Lanka, and from there he will bring Sanjeevani, and then Sanjeevani will be given, then I will revive. They forget. Then all began to weep, and some boys went to village that Nityananda has
fallen unconscious,
and he about to die. So villagers came anyhow, and his father, mother, everything, and all were weeping. Then any old person asked them how he became senseless. Then they told, then why you are not bringing Hanuman? Who is Hanuman? Then he told that, Nityananda Prabhu told that he is Hanuman. So they told to Hanuman, you should go and bring
Sanjeevani
with a mountain. And he, at last, what he has taught him, and he jumped up and he brought something, and a root of any tree, Sanjeevani, was given in the nose of Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu at once Ram, 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 and he are you going to Pandit Ekta. So what became? So Nityananda always used to be observed in always. Sometimes other pastimes of Ram or Nisingha, Baladev Prabhu, he used to do. But when he was like Pongonde age, he was about to go to school, or it may be that he was going to school. In the same time, a Brahmin came, a sadhu. A sannyasi came and told him, his father, that I want that you should give up your son to me because I am alone. I am going to
all
the tips of India and it will take so much time. So I cannot go alone. My danda, my kamandalu, my door coffin and everything, who will take? Then he began to weep. Then he told that you should touch me. There is something good in this. You should remember the Maharaj Dasarath and Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra also came in this way. And he asked that, oh, you should give me Ram and Lakshman for some days because the demons of Raman, Tadka, Rakshasi and all others are getting so much obstruction in my yajna. So please give. And he was waiting and that I am giving my whole soldiers with whole my commanders. I will come myself to fight with them. But Vishwamitra told that you cannot do. You cannot do. And if you are not giving, I will cost you. Then Vasishtha came and told that, oh, he is a very high class of devotee. I know him. You should give at once Ram and Lakshman. And then he gave. When they were going up and they were doing what? Tadka Rakshasi did.
Doing fighting. Fighting with the Rakshasi.
So all these pastimes he used to do. What was right?
You were telling how Nityananda Prabhu was requested to come with that sannyasi.
Sannyasi. So Vishwamitra told that you should give, and anyhow he gave. And what became? Oh, very beautiful lady like Sita was married to Ram, and all brothers were married. So it became so good, auspicious. So you should give him. Then he gave Nityananda Prabhu. We think that it was Lakshmipati perhaps, anyhow.
Sannyasi.
And he took Nityananda Prabhu, that boy, and went all the
Tirtha.
In the last, he also came to Vrindavan and all, and South India, West India, East India, Central India, everywhere he went. For more than 25 years or more, I don't remember, but more than 25 years. And then he became at the age of what?
30.
Like this. About 25, 26 or like this. And then he came to
Vrindavan.
After so many rounds he has done, not only one round. Of this, so many rounds. And in second or third, he came to in south. What name? Pandharpur. Where he meet with Lakshmipati. Lakshmipati on one. Lakshmipati. And he took renunciation, initiation from Lakshmipati there. He gave first this Gopal mantra in his ear, and he was initiated first, and then he gave to Nityananda. From there he became like mad in Krishna prem. And he went to Vrindavan. Oh, searching, where Kanai? Where you were? I always see something. Why in morning like this? Not Kirtan? In Mathura I also have, look, see. always boycotting these things. I don't like this. If you want to please me, in Varna, all they are doing kirtan. In Mathura, all do kirtan, but you never come. You never come in what? I want to make you all these things, but you cannot. So you cannot please me. And if you are not coming from tomorrow, I will tell you to go away from me. From tomorrow, I will see. If you are not coming, you should report, I will see. And then forever I will tell that you should go from me. Always remember this. So, all are coming here, but never you come. You said that, think that the kirtan is nothing. Harikatha is nothing. I know sab all. I don't daily tell you all these things. I never told to anyone other. What I was telling? And he came and always he was searching. Oh, Kanai, 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 where you are? He used to ask or cows. And he said, oh, where is Kanaiya? So, cowherd boys, and they used to think that, oh, he is a mad person. Sometimes no
cloth,
anything, weeping and Kanai, Kanai. He used to roam in all all Brajmandal, everywhere searching. But one day in Vrindavan he heard
aerial voice.
Oh, your Kanai is not here. He is now deep Nadiya. And he is waiting for you. So if you are going there, then you can meet him. So Nityananda Prabhu at once run away. And in several days, in 1 month, 2 months, anyhow he came to Nadiya and he saw Nadiya. Oh, beautiful. And he remembered everything. And when on the bank of Ganges, where one river is mixing with there, in the ashram of Nandana Acharya, he was waiting. And thinking that if my Kanaiya is here, he must come here and search me. He will search me. And then I will know that my Kanaiya is here. So he was waiting in the night. Maharaj! Oh, light? Straight? Don't chant name. Give up in this time. When anyone high class of any chant doing, don't chant. Otherwise this will come. Then what became? He was thinking something in trance and waiting. In the evening, Mahaprabhu told that Nimai Pandit. Now he has left teaching school, and now he has begun
Sankirtan.
Nitai, all were there, Shivas Pandit and everyone, all were there. He told that Ramai and Shivas Pandit and others, then any Mahapurusha has come to Navadvip, you should go and search and bring him. So all, some party there, some party there, some party there, some party there, some here and there. They began to search in temples, in here, there, on the bank of Ganges, this ghat, that ghat, in the houses of so many devotees, everywhere they are searching, till evening. And they returned back, no fruit. They told Mahaprabhu that we went everywhere and searched, but no Mahapurusha was searching. Then I must go. Then he came himself with Gadadhar Pandit, Jagadananda Pandit, Sarup Damodar, and all were there, Murari Gupta, so many. And they came with Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is straight line on the bank of Ganges towards Navadi. Oh, he crossed Vriddhasiv and Praudha Jogmaya, and he came on the meeting point of that river and Ganges. And he saw that beautiful, like ashram, and he stayed, entered there. And he saw that a Mahapurush, very big, tall, Ajanulambit,
long limb.
And he was sitting in trance. And he sees, and only one kundal there, not two, yes, golden. And he saw, oh, very beautiful. And Mahaprabhu also, about the age, somewhat, what?
20, 22, 23,
like this. Because 24 he took sannyas. So, 1 or 2, 3 years before. And then he was looking in the meantime. Oh, he saw Mahaprabhu and Mahapurusha, both four eyes
meeting.
And after that, Mahaprabhu proceed and he proceed and they embraced each other and they
rolled over.
Kanai Baldev, Kanai Ram, and they. And then after some time, when they became in senses, then Mahaprabhu became very happy. And he was, I was searching you, Kanai, for so long time. And then Mahaprabhu took him to Sachi Maya, and Malini became the mother of
Nityananda.
Who Malini?
Shivas
Pandit. And he did, Mahaprabhu told that, oh, your mother is Malini. And from there, once Malini Devi kept something, ghee in a
silver bowl.
In a okay, chandi?
Silver bowl.
Silver. Silver
bowl.
And a crow came and took away. And she was weeping that, oh, he has taken my ghee and my bowl. Then she was weeping. Then Nityananda Prabhu, why you are weeping? Oh, crow has taken my this bell. And then Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, oh, crow, bring that pot, bring pot, bring pot. And he came with pot and kept them. You know Jagai Madhai? Oh, it was Nityananda Prabhu. That by his mercy they became like this. You know Haridas Thakur? Haridas Thakur was very much friend of Nityananda. Always together. Suno suno Nityananda, suno Haridas. Amar Agyaya Karho Prakash. Oh, Mahaprabhu told him. First, oh Nityananda, oh Haridas, you both. You should go to village and in each lane, in each room, house, and to all you should. And go and bring some donation or all. And what all? Jare dekho tare kaha Krishna upadesh. Bhaja Krishna, Bala Krishna, Kara Krishna. Aisi. Oh, you should chant Harina. Oh, about Krishna. Bhaja Krishna, Kara Krishna.
Kaha Krishna.
So you should go and in the evening you should report me. Who is doing and who is not doing? And who is giving so much?
Obstacles.
Making problems. And then? And then. If anyone not follow, and then that is. and thus he went to Jagai Madai. He is the highest qualified person for this. And from here I will taste and I will see the power of this Piyakkar, this
drunkard.
And you know what? He also took the dand of Mahaprabhu in the way of Jagannath. And he
broken
in three parts. Not one part. You are not only Brahma, Nirvishesh. Why three danda? Make it three danda.
It was ekadanda.
Not ekadanda.
Before it was.
It was. But he broken totally. Oh, three danda. Tan, man, vachan. Shakti, Shaktiman and Jeev, all three danda. So in this way he broke. Why you will carry danda? All are carrying your danda, your order. And why you will carry this danda? And with no light, no nothing. And that is why. And he gave it to Dandabhanga Nadi near Puri in the way. Then Mahaprabhu told that, where is my danda? Then Prabhu told Shivananda, oh, I gave it to Nityananda and I went to for Bhiksha. And when I returned, I told, oh, Nityananda, give me that, return my dun. He said, where, to whom you gave? I don't know. And I saw that it was broken. I told, why you broke? Oh, I will see. Then Mahaprabhu was very angry. Oh, I will see. And then when Mahaprabhu came and told that, where is my dun? Then Shivananda Prabhu told that I gave it to Nityananda and he has broken it. Then Mahaprabhu told him, why you broke? I never broke it. Why? So you were dancing and you fell off on the dand and it.
I want to keep you, hold you, and by your grace I broken. What can I do?
What can I do? And this was my life and soul. Then Mahaprabhu told that, oh, you are waiting for this lifeless bamboo? Why? Oh, you are thinking this bamboo? Not like Narayan? Oh, I don't want to be with you. You should go alone. I will go alone. I will not be with you. You took my dandan. Then he became angry. But Nityananda Prabhu was telling him, so why you will carry this danda? So he broke it. And then Mahaprabhu went alone. There was no Nityananda Prabhu. And he saw Jagannath and he became. Not Jagannath, but what he said, Brajendananda, and he became friend. Always Nityananda Prabhu. Also in Rasa Yatra festival, Mahaprabhu when used to be senseless, he used to take it. But when he was always observed in Radha mood, never used to be poor. So from beginning to end, Mahaprabhu serving. Mahaprabhu in this way. Also he was serving Krishna. He cut the head of
Lomaharshan,
that he was not fit for
speaking Bhagavad.
He is speaking Hari Katha. Because you cannot serve your Guru, Gurudev, myself. And he killed Dvij. Dvij, do you know?
Monkey.
Yes. Who was some envious to Lakshman, or very much faithful to Ram, serving Ram, but he was, from beginning he was envious to Lakshman. So after this pastime, when Krishna and Baldev came in this, even he was envious to Baldev. So if anyone is so much faithful and serving Krishna, but opposite to Baldev, Krishna cannot save him.
The brother of Krishna.
And he is like a demon.
Brother of Krishna that is coming.
So, what was I telling?
So, he
was envious to Baladev Prabhu. And that is why Baladev Prabhu killed him. Ram could not say, his sahib served in Ram Leela. And also Krishna Leela, he was not against Ram. But even Baldev Prabhu killed him. Also you see that Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he left his brother, everything, his house, that association, only for he could not bear the inglorification of
Nitya.
His brother was insulting somewhat like this. He was not favor of Nityananda, but he was favor of Gauchandra. He was not thinking that Nityananda Prabhu is saint. Oh, why he married with Vasudha and Devaki? He could not reconcile. At that time there are so many thinking like this, that Nityananda Prabhu is himself Baldev. They could not. And that is why they went to hell. So he left them. And for seeing this, that, oh, for me he has left his brother and everything. And then he was merciful. And by his grace, he went in Vrindavan. By his grace, he took darshan of Gopinath Madan Mohan. And he was able to write and he became so. And he became Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. And he put root Chaitanya Charitamrita in such a way. He became the worshipable of all Vaishnavas, only by Nityananda. Dhanmur Nityananda, Pranamur Gaurchandra. See, there is a kirtan.
So Nityananda is my wealth, and Lord Chaitanya is my life.
So, you should try to always worship Nityananda Prabhu. Always remember Nityananda Prabhu. Oh, if Mahaprabhu is somewhat rushed, angry, Nityananda Prabhu is, if he is jasya prasadat, bhagavat prasad, jasya prasadan nadataikato. So Nityananda Prabhu is that Guru. If Mahaprabhu is angry, no harm. In a moment we can
please
him by pleasing Nityananda. He can please Nityananda. He knows so many arts. So we should take shelter of Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Sushi. Ye chayai eta arti rakhami je arti kar. So, you should do this kirtan, Nitai Pada, and doing arti. And after that, in the evening, you should be ready to speak about Nityananda, about Baladev Prabhu. So much things to do.
This is a darshan given on 13 February, KL.
All devotees should be, especially those who want to enter in pure bhakti. They must. Rukram Prabhu, can you tell the name? What? Why? You are so much senior, Vaishnava.
Today you, sir.
You? Why? You, you?
Arup.
What? Arup Kishore or what? Arup Kishore?
Pallad knows, I think.
Pallad?
Pallad.
He knows. He knows?
He knows.
You know? Pallad knows. First you should tell me after. Yeah.
Today I
was. Huh?
Today I
was. What? You have not heard even in your life? You can carry on? What? What will happen? You remember? I said this was Prahlad. Don't. Your sister.
I will know the first.
No, no, no. Prahlad. I don't know. This I don't know. In kirtan and in speaking something, I don't know. And this is the habit of all Western devotees. That's like a fashion. Without this, they cannot. In their presidential notes, they will also give either religious persons or political. Or then you cannot say one, two, three, any. Don't tell. You should tell. You can stand up and tell. First, eternal, transcendental. What is evidence that we can believe without any hesitation? Then, what? Ved, Upanishad, Shruti, Puran, Bhagavat, Gita, all which has been accepted by our Guru Parampara, they are only evidence. Even Vedas are not evidence, which are not accepted by our or Guru Parampara. And what are they? Can you say? Rig, Sam, Jajur, Atharva, and Tat Anugata. And Upanishad, Mahabharata, Ramayana, and especially Srimad Bhagavatam. These are evidence for transcendental things. In any way, what is Krishna Tattva, Maya Tattva, Jiva Tattva? What is this world? In evidence is for Amna, Vedic or Guru Parampara. Easy language.
Anna Praha Tattam Harinna Paraman Saru Shaktinda Sabdin Veda Veda.
No, no. One by one you should go.
The first point of
that is the first. What?
Say that there's so many Vedic scriptures.
Line. Or Srimad Bhagavat is the best unavoidable evidence. And second.
So the first point which is proven by Amnaya is Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Krishna. Who is, what is his qualification? Sarva Shaktin. That means he is omnipotent. He has all potencies. Radha Purna Shakti, Krishna Purna Shakti Man. His complete policy is Srimati Radhika, and she is the origin of all energies, including the Maya Shakti, the Jiva Shakti, the Antaranga Shakti, all potencies. Second, then the next qualification of that Krishna, he is Rasabhim. He is the ocean of all rasa. Therefore, the absolute truth is not be Krishna. It cannot be Bhagavan Sri Narayan. It cannot be Sri Ramachandra, it must be Swami Bhagavan Krishna, Vrindavananda, and Shyamasundara in Vrindavan, because only he is Akhila Samrita Sindhu. the ocean of all rasa.
And how? Oh, Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Stu. Also, Brahma Sanghita, first.
Ishvara Parama Krishna Satyananda Krishna Atmadi Adi Govinda Sarvakara Karana.
Also, Aho Bhagyam.
Aho Bhagyam, Aho Bhagyam, Nandi Gopa Vrlokasam, Yamita Paramananda, Pura Amma Sanatanam. So, throughout chapter, it is confirmed that Krishna, Vrindananda and Shamasundar, he is Paratattva, he is Sarva Shaktiman, and he is Vrsabhim. Then the next point, Tadyam Sanskar Jivan. All the jivas are the separated expansions of Krishna, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tadyam Sanskar Jivan Prakriti Gavlitam. But in this world, they are covered by Prakriti, they are covered by Maya. Then?
There are two categories of who are? They are called Patvili. And those who are out of Maya, serving always, eternally, and transcendently to Krishna, they are. There are so many more categories, but two categories are. Those who serve Krishna, they are eternally liberated. And in this world, those who are not serving Krishna, they are Baddhajiv. But Baddhajiv has so many categories. So many, especially 7 or 8 kinds of categories. And then?
Tadvimuktam Sahabhava. Those who are covered by Prakriti, those who are bewildered by Maya, they can become Vimukti, they can become liberated from the clutches of Maya. Then, what is the relationship between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the jivas, between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His Shakti, His internal potency and external potency? What is that relationship? That is, Veda Veda Prakasham Sakalam Api Hare. All the energies of Krishna are manifested, His Prakash, His manifestation.
This whole also world, if even minus jivas from this world, then what remains? What remains? Also this world created by Prakriti, what we are seeing, and jivas from jiva shakti, and world, both are
Veda Veda Prakash, manifestation inconceivably one with and different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then it says, Sadhanam Shuddha Bhaktim. What is the process to attain the goal of life? By reading chapter, there is some controversy among sages. Perhaps we should follow the path of karma, jnana, yoga, tapasya. But actually no, the sadhan is only Shuddha Bhakti. What is that? Anya vilasita shunyam jnana kama jena vritam.
It is not a sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. You can quote that.
So, if we...
Bhakti revainam nayati from Upanishad. Bhakti revainam.
If we take the statement of Vedanta Upanishad Srimad Bhagavatam, we find Savai Pumsam Paro Dharmo Yato Bhakti Rado.
It is in Srimad Bhagavatam, but in Vedas also, Bhakti Ravaina, from here it has all come. Bhakti Ravaina, Bhakti Ravaina, Pursa, Bhakti, Vaso Pursa, Bhakti Reva Bhujasi. Like this. You don't remember? Bhakti Ravainam Nayati. No? Bhakti Ravainam Nayati. Bhakti Vaso Pursa. Bhakti Reva Bhujasi. So Bhakti is only the way how we can serve Krishna and be happy. So this is sadhana. And it is called, it has been divided into three Sadhan Bhakti, Bhav Bhakti, Prem Bhakti is also divided in. And then, what is the effect of Sadhan Bhakti?
Sadhanam Chuda Bhakti, Sadhyam Tad Priyitim, the aim and object. Though earlier in the verse it has been stated that the jiva can become liberated, but liberation is not the aim and object of life. What is sadhya? Sadhyam Tad Priyitim. The aim and object of life is Krishna praying to develop the divine transcendental love for the lotus feet of that Swami Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Sadhanam Shuddha Bhakti, Evesu Pratishti, Janangora Sandha, Swayam Saha. These are the instructions given personally by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself.
You should begin your classes and go. Tomorrow is Ekadashi, Dwadashi, go. Tomorrow, or not tomorrow, on 6th day. You should make ideal classes. Always good classes and try to help all others. Also, you should keep look after my that boy, Raghav Pandit, that you should all help him.
He's coming to India soon. When you come to
But.